You better hope we last, buddy. Don't worry, we're not changing. We'll be rocking. DC 101, we're here for the long haul. 6 minutes after 7, the Grease Man proud to be here. The list of the 10 worst-dressed women is out. It's in the paper this morning. Mr. Blackwell done released his list of the 10 worst-dressed women. Don't matter to me. They all look like hop-a-the-gaggable candidates anyway, but, let me see. Joan Collins. Joan Collins is on the head of the list from Dynasty. Hey, I can handle that thing. Yeah, I know it's some older beef, but hey, you don't look bad. You know, you dim the lights on that thing, you'd be fine. Joan Collins, then, of course, is Barbara Streisand. Yeah, I'd be into that, too. That wouldn't be bad. People who need people. Yeah, I'd give that thing to the old Watt Hope. And you got Joan Jett. Oh, God. Psychedelic rocking mama. She'd probably put leather armbands on and just rake your back. And then there's Twiggy, no problem. Koo Stark, ooh, in a heartbeat. Actresses Lauren Tews and Donna Mills, oh, God, with a spoon, buddy, with a spoon. And, of course, Olivia Newton-John's on that list. Yeah, I can handle that as long as there's a bar of soap between me and John Travolta. What the heck, you know? Yeah, I can handle Boy George is on the list, but, hey, you know, in a pinch, yeah. In a pinch, what the hey? Yeah, so, you know, it's not a bad list. I don't care if they ain't dressed just right. You know, people are too upset about things. Oh, there's Joan Rivers is on the list. Now, that might be, yeah, she's funny. I'd be afraid of Joan Rivers. I don't know. She might use me in one of her bits. Can we talk here? The Grease Man. He thinks his idea of background music and Hopper the Gee is the Minute Waltz. Ah! I don't know. All right, and plus she is... You know, I guess she and Joan Collins are about the same age, but they sure ain't coming in the same packaging, buddy. But I guess, you know, I could probably handle, Joan Rivers, you know, why not? You know, Friday night, maybe, 1 a.m., you done scoured all the places, it's raining cats and dogs. Your car won't start, you're down to your last $5, 3 packs, camels in your lungs, Yeah, that thing might start looking pretty good. You just been released from San Quentin after 20 years. You know, that thing may start looking pretty good. It's the aftermath is the problem. I remember one time, I think the oldest I've ever gone in my life was 46. I think she might have been 48. I can't remember. I don't know why. I just, you know, just to say I was there, you know, like Sir Edmund Hillary, just because it was there. 48 years old, buddy, and there I was. This was a few years ago, so you know I was... But you know what I keep for the aftermath, and that can be a grim situation, because after that, so you're looking over there and you're thinking, my God, did I do that? Did I do that? So I have a beeper. It's not hooked up. I don't subscribe to any beeper companies. I bought it off a buddy of mine. I work for a beeper company. All it does is beep, you see? And I keep it on my britches. And then when everything is a fait accompli, I reach down, I hit that beeper, and it goes, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And I go, oh, no, I can't believe it. Just when I was ready to kick back here. And I walked over to the phone, I snatched that up, I dialed, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, you mean I got to go back to the station now? Okay, I'll see you in a minute. Boom. I'm sorry, darling. I wish I got... They called me at the station. I got to run. See you later. And as I stood at the door, she said, hey, by the way. And I turned around. I said, yeah? She said, I just moved here. My phones haven't been hooked up yet.